From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. At this point, we've been hearing a lot about self-driving cars for years. So where are they already? Lawmakers in the House today are thinking about just this question, how to get them on the road and on the market in an appreciable way. One thing a House subcommittee is considering, rules barring states from setting their own rules for self-driving cars. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, it'd be the first major federal legislation aimed at speeding these vehicles to market.
The set of bills would grant waivers exempting up to 100,000 vehicles a year per manufacturer from federal motor vehicle safety rules.
Certainly, this is leaning towards faster deployment with fewer barriers.
Nidhi Kalra with the RAND Corporation says the exemptions could be for things like rearview mirrors, which driverless cars don't need.
The idea is to keep states from regulating the technology behind autonomous vehicles, which could create a problem for developers who are trying to deploy across the country.
Safety advocates worry the waivers might short-circuit the testing process. Democrat Jan Schakowsky says she does have concerns about the number of waivers, but ultimately agrees on the need for federal regulations.
We are very cognizant that states are anxious to move, but we're hopeful we can balance the interest of states and the federal issues.
Backers of the new rules say driverless technology will save thousands of lives, even without new regulations. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.